As usual, our Thursday expert on the Morning Brew Show on KWLM is Steve Fairstead. He is the certified traditional naturopath at the Back to Nature Wellness Center in Litchfield. He has run this operation for many years. And how many clients do you think you've served, Steve?
Oh, quite a few thousand.
Yeah, I can imagine so. Well, good morning again to you. In spite of the fact that we're all trying to be a little happier with all this winter weather.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, I keep telling myself I stay here for the summers, you know, and you got to put up with some of this and
pay the price.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Say, along those lines, before we get into our main topic today, I would like to ask you, why is vitamin D so important for us at this time of the year?
Vitamin D is such an important vitamin because, I mean, it's anti-cancer, it's good for our skin, it helps so many other different things in our body function properly, and we produce vitamin C by absorbing, you know, getting the sun and the sunshine, and for us, those of us living up here on the frozen tundra, we just don't, first of all, we're all covered up, you know, a little bit of our face is showing, maybe, and we just don't get enough sunshine to get the vitamin C, and so supplementing it with vitamin C is something that we've recommended people do for decades, and it's now becoming, you know, pretty mainstream now. And it's a really good idea, folks. You should get, like, for an adult should get about 5,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, or at least 2,000.
Okay.
You know, and we've got them over here that are, that daily dosage. We've actually got one that's, 50,000 IU that's time released, where you just take it once a week. And,
yes.
The vitamin D is very, very important. And so if you're not supplementing with vitamin D, folks, you really should be, you know.
Well, I understand too that it helps a bit with the winter blues.
It can, you know. You know, sunshine is, something that keeps us happy as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so vitamin D can be, you know, I could actually do a show on vitamin D, and we probably should.
Well, let's do that soon.
We probably should. Let's do that next week.
Okay.
We'll talk about vitamin D. Because
terrific.
It is very, very important. I'm glad you brought it up. And there's so much to cover that we actually should give it some time, because it's that important, folks. I mean, it is anti-cancer. It's just amazing.
Now, speaking of cancer, I know that today you were planning on talking a bit about cancer. Especially a special website that you're interested in.
Well, there's a really neat website, folks, that you should look at. It's called thetruthaboutcancer.com. And it gets into so many different aspects of cancer. It talks about global research that's been going on, because there's a lot of research. We heard about a researcher in Guatemala here who recently that found a way to take three different mushrooms from the jungle, and they ferment them, and from that they extract some proteins and enzymes from this solution, and that's able to eat the nucleus out of a cancer cell, and the cell dies.
Wow.
And it's non-toxic. And so the truth about cancer.com gets into a lot of the research that's going on globally that might not necessarily be mainstream in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is the pharmaceutical industry in this country has a death grip on cancer care. And they don't allow their doctors to do some of these alternative things that have been developed that actually do work, folks. And so the only way you're going to find out about them is to do your own research. And so if you're someone that's been diagnosed with cancer, you're not going to find out everything that's available from your medical doctor, because for the fact of the matter is they either don't know about it, or they, you know, don't tell you about it, or whatever. But the only way you're going to learn is to do your own research, and this is a great website.
Okay, again, it's called The Truth About Cancer?
TheTruthAboutCancer.com.
Okay. And what have you discovered there?
Well, there's a really neat article that I found today that we sometimes, and we've talked about similar things before, the fact that we deal with so many chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an article in here on how to cancer-proof your home. And when you look about the fact that we deal with so many things on a daily basis that make our lives easier and doesn't necessarily mean that they're good for us, you know?
In our health.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, one of the things that's very commonly overlooked is radon. you know.
Oh, sure.
And you can buy radon detectors now in Home Depot or wherever, you know. And it's not a bad idea, folks, because radon gas is odorless, it's colorless, it comes from the natural breakdown of uranium in the earth, enters your home through the ground, and you're not even going to know it's there.
Yeah, you know? I know. You don't see it.
And it does cause cancer. And so, and if by just detecting it, if it is there, then there are ways to abate that and get it under control, you know.
We also have companies here who are sponsors on the air on KWLM who will do that for
you. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's
like,
great.
Chapel Central is one that I know that I had out.
Yeah.
And that was a couple of years ago. But, yeah, they found a low level of radon in this brand-new home we have.
Oh, yeah, and that's something. And Chapel Central's been around forever. Those guys know what they're doing, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, there you go. There's a good source right there. And another thing that we don't take into consideration that's really deadly is the nonstick pans that we cook with.
Yeah, you know, that's been around for a long time, though.
Oh, gosh, it has. But it's hard to pronounce the name.
I know.
They're called PFOAs, perfluorochemicals, are actually released into the air every time you use them. Now, these same chemicals aren't just in nonstick pans. They're in stain and fire and water-resistant clothing. Mm. They use it for the stain-resistant carpeting, all of these kinds of things. And there's some websites that are mainstream that say the FDA and the EPA say that these things are actually okay. And, you know, wasn't Ronald Reagan that said that if someone says, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help you, that you should turn around and run?
Well,
here's one case where, guess what, folks, they're wrong. This stuff is, if you were to take a Teflon-coated pan, because Teflon is the trade name for these chemicals.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And if you were to take a pan like that, put it on the stove and heat it up, and you've got a canary in the kitchen, guess what? Canary's dead.
Really?
Yeah. So this is like the canary in the coal mine thing, folks.
Oh.
Yes, you're not going to notice it, and it's not going to kill you, but these things are accumulative.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually found these PFCs, polyfluorochemicals, in seals in the Arctic.
That's frightening.
This has been used so long, and
we've
polluted so much of our planet with this stuff. They say that they'll find their way and that they can find trace amounts of it in just about anybody's blood.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
Okay.
And so getting that stuff, get them out of your house. Get them out of your house. There's a great website, and I posted it on BackToNatureWellnessCenter.com on our blog.
Okay.
It's called OrganicAuthority.com. And they have some different brands of non-toxic, non-stick cookware. You see these advertisements now on like the green frying pan and whatnot, and copper frying pan. That's actually stone that's been impregnated into the steel. And these are, from all research that's been done so far, this is non-stick that's not going to harm you.
Oh, okay.
And they're a little bit more expensive. We've got them at home. I love them, you know.
Yeah, you're right. I have been seeing them advertised. And so that's stone that's being used.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's like a ceramic.
Mm. Okay.
And that's one thing that you can use, folks, that is safe as a non-cookware. The old-timers still say the best thing is stainless and cast iron.
Yeah.
And, my mom cooked with cast iron. Your mom probably did, too.
Sure.
And I've got a couple of cast iron pans, and I love them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't like the washing, but...
neither do I, you know. Yeah, this new stuff we got, you just rinse it out.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Know? It's really weird. So when we're shopping for cooking utensils, be aware of this old technology of what is called Teflon generally.
Oh yeah.
Should not be using it.
Yeah, and you know, it's very common yet. Now at the end of 2015, there was a law passed that at the end of 2015 that the companies are not supposed to be allowed to use these polyfluorinated chemicals on cookware and things like that anymore, but it's still around.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it looks like we're trying to phase it out, you know. But they're pretty scary, you know.
And, you know, nobody comes forward with a campaign, so to speak.
No, they don't, because everybody's making money on it.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, there's, you know, it's like you can find these things, like in jackets that are rain resistant. I mean, North Face, Patagonia, Adidas, Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in this.
It's all there.
There's shoes from Nike and Puma that are water resistant. They've got them in there, and they've found that if this stuff just gets on your skin, it's an issue.
Yeah,
you know.
And that's frightening. And again, where's our FDA or who oversees that?
Well, it's like this great book that you can get, that you can read, Fight for Your Health, the FDA's Betrayal of America.
written by
a guy from Minneapolis, and it's really gets into the details of how they do a better job of protecting corporations than they do you and I.
Of me and you, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, and on this website, The Truth About Cancer, you've mentioned a couple of things you found there. What else have you seen that's been interesting?
Well, the other thing is women and your beauty regimen. The average woman who uses makeup can absorb as much as 5 pounds of chemicals every year. And this has been validated. Heavy metals, formaldehyde, other confirmed carcinogens. The United States of America has very, very little regulation when it comes to cosmetics. And so what happens is that you absorb all of these things. I mean, skin's the largest organ in the body. We absorb stuff into our bloodstream.
That's true, yeah.
Then our body's got to deal with it. And so one of the things that you want to do if you're a woman, you're going to spend a little bit more money, but search out and buy the organic products. They're a little bit more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But these, a lot of the things in makeups are endocrine disruptors, and they've been proven to cause breast cancer and ovarian cancer and uterine cancer. You shouldn't be using them, you know, honest to gosh.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the 5 pounds. That's a lot of minerals into a person's
body. That's a lot of toxins.
Yeah.
That's a lot of toxins in 1 year. And your body has to process. And when you consider that some of them are endocrine system disruptors that can cause cancer, and especially the types of cancer that I just mentioned, why in the world do you want to put that stuff on your skin?
Yeah. And we're talking primarily makeup products, I'm assuming, and not necessarily shampoos?
Well, there's shampoos that are pretty toxic too, but in this case, I was talking about more about makeups and
makeups,
the things you put
on.
But there's ways of the Environmental Working Group is it's EWG.com, and that's another pretty good website that you can go, because they talk about, we've used it before in the summer when we talked about sunscreen and things and whatnot, because they actually rate these things as far as which ones are the most toxic and which ones are the best. And they do it with shampoos and sunscreens and all kinds of different things. And so it's a great website. It's something that can be of real value. Another thing that you want to do, folks, is skip the canned food and the plastic containers. We've talked about that before.
Oh, well, yes.
You know, I mean, if you microwave something in plastic, you're getting a ton of toxins, because the biphenyl A is a cancer-causing agent that's found in plastic resins, and most of the tin cans nowadays are coated with this plastic resin on the inside. So next time you open a can of beans or something, scratch the inside of the can. You're going to see that it's lined with plastic.
Wow.
You know?
Okay. That's not comforting either.
No, it's not. And the fifth one on their list was, and you just mentioned it a little bit ago before we went on the air with this, cleaning products.
Yes.
Now, oh, man.
Your closet's full of them, and so is mine.
And there are things, there are products that, like Doug has some at Potpourri. We don't get into that kind of stuff here at Back to Nature, but Doug has some things on the shelf, soaps and things like that, and polishes and whatnot, that are non-toxic.
Good.
And so they are available, cost a little bit more, but, you know, like I've said before, you know, folks, just because a poison doesn't kill you in 5 minutes doesn't mean it's not a poison.
True, and that's what we forget about.
Yeah, we forget about that, because it's like, okay, this stuff comes back and haunts us, you know, years after we've used it, and it's causing cancer and whatnot. And it's like, okay, then it's too late. Then you got to deal with the cancer. So why not take the time to get rid of some of this stuff, get it out of your house? Because guess what? You know, we've talked about this before too. If you don't buy this stuff, guess what? The manufacturers are going to start, the mainstream manufacturers are going to start producing stuff that's healthier.
Yeah, that's
right. You keep buying it, they don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
They're making their buck. Why should they worry?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. If we push on our consumer end to get better products, that usually works out.
Yeah,
go check your your cleaning products, folks, because there's a lot of stuff that's got really bad stuff in it.
Oh, gosh, it is. It's terrible.
It's scary. You know? Yeah, it really is. What happened to good old vinegar and water to clean your windows with?
You know, vinegar and water, I tell you, yeah, it's really amazing. Carolyn uses a product at home that the Young Living company makes. It's called Thieves. It's a cleaner, and we don't sell it here, but it's and it's made from essential oils.
Oh,
and it's a
yeah.
great cleaner, and it's completely non-toxic. So there are things like that out there that you can use that do a great job of cleaning, but they don't have the chemicals.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm sorry to say this, Steve, but we've run out of time. We've learned a lot from you again today here on our Ask the Expert show. And we look forward to talking to you again on Sunday morning when Doug and his gang at Potpourri Health Foods brings us you on Feel Good. By the way, Steve can be found at the Back to Nature Wellness Center in Litchfield, 320-693-2541. 693-2541. Give him a call, stop in, and visit. You'll be very happy that you did. Steve, see you Sunday.
All right, thanks, Paul.